I moved from 105, a street off 105 in St. Clair, which is in the Glenview area, which was called Barrett. And it was predominantly apartments. So this was our first house, you know. So we was like, yay, okay, it was great. It was great. We was happy. There was a lot of not so much acceptance from the residents in the neighborhood. You walk down the street, you were called names. You know, these things you read about, you see on TV, but you never experience. So me personally, I can't speak for my brothers and sisters. I don't know how they reacted. You know, I heard what you're saying, but I just kept it moving. You know, I'm here to stay, not going anywhere. It didn't take too long for the neighborhood to change over, you know. A lot of for sale signs went up, except for one family. One family stayed until they passed away. He embraced the neighborhood. He was a part of the street club. I never forget his name. His name was Mr. Joe. And we asked him, everybody left, why didn't you? He said, and this is exact words, he said, I raised all my kids in this house. I worked in the neighborhood. I bought my house with the intention of staying here until I pass away. And nothing's going to change that. And that's what he did. And he accepted us, we accepted him, and he was the only one to remain. Outside of that, the neighborhood started gradually changing. We moved there in 68. I think 20 years later, it was probably predominantly black.